How did you get started coaching? Well, that's an interesting story. Well, I'll try to keep it brief. I was going to school, I was going to university. I was fighting as an amateur. I had many titles as an amateur, and I won several events as an amateur in jiu-jitsu, pancrase, Muay Thai, boxing. I did really well in the amateur sports. I was training in the morning, going to school right away after, and then training in the evening. So I was training pretty much like a pro when I was competing in amateur. I was very, very obsessed with training, and this is before George even went into UFC. He was in the amateur league still. He was a weight class above me. Actually, we were on a boxing card once together, and we knew each other, but we were not training partners yet. And I was never planning on becoming a fighter. That was never really in the cards for me. I thought that, there was no money to be made. It's not a living. It was just something I love to do. I wanted to learn how to defend myself. I was really taking it to extremes. I was planning on, of course, I got my degree in philosophy. I was planning on later becoming probably a lawyer. I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do. So I was thinking of getting into law and just doing MMA, jiu-jitsu, boxing for fun on the side. But I definitely wanted to compete in amateur. I definitely wanted to do it. If I went pro, it's because I got like a major contract. But the contracts back then were horrible. I know they're not super great now, but nobody was making big bucks. Even the champions back then, they were not making big bucks. Okay, they were really not making big bucks. So it wasn't like a way to make a living. It was more of an adventure. It was more a thing of having something to have fun with. So then, anyways, long story short, as I was doing it, our instructor, Angelo Exarchos, he was a purple belt from Hensel Gracie. So he would travel down to New York on the weekends, train with Hensel, come back, teach Wednesday. And I think it was Monday and Wednesday nights. He used to teach 2 times a week. Of course, the rest of us would go in, a bunch of us would go in every day to rehearse what he taught us. But he would teach us twice a week. And then on Friday, Saturday, he would train in New York. Sunday, he would drive back home. So New York is 6 hours away from Montreal. So he would go to New York, etc. So one day he comes up to me and says, "Look, I'm not gonna be able to teach anymore. I got business. I'm not gonna be able to go to New York anymore." He had a bad neck injury, and then he was also probably gonna stop teaching because he was very busy with his business. Very, very busy with his business. His business was booming and needed more attention. He couldn't come in Monday, Wednesday night. He said, "Look, you teach for a little bit." I was just a blue belt at the time. "You teach for a little bit, and when I get back, I'll continue teaching." So I was like, "Okay, fine." I started coaching. We had a lot of good wins. I started taking coaching more seriously. We had a lot of good professional bouts coming up, and we just had really, really good success on the local circuit. Really, really good success on the local circuit. It built up. It built up. We got a UFC fighter, etc. So Angelo would come for the bigger camps, the more important camps. He would come and kind of watch over us. We would travel to New York, a bunch of us, and then eventually just exploded. We had more and more fighters, more and more wins, and then of course GSP had an incredible win streak in the UFC. We had a bunch of other fighters follow suit, lots of wins, and just accumulating over the years until today. Till today, we have every few months we have a couple of UFC fighters and some really good potential always walking in a gym. And it's been 15 years I've been doing it. Why? It just exploded. It just kept going. It just kept going, and I never went into any other path. The path I'm on right now just got bigger and bigger and just keeps growing and growing. And all of a sudden, I'm training with all these great coaches. I'm working with all these great talents, and it just worked out really well for me. But again, I had no idea it was going to be like this. This was definitely not my plan. I thought I was going to be doing this for fun, and I wouldn't be able to earn a living with it. Now I'm not only doing it for fun, I'm also earning a living with it. So can't ask for more. Can't be any happier. It worked out great for me. Where in New York? We're training at the Hensel Gracie Academy. Till this day, a lot of my students still go there. I go there much less often. Actually, I'm ashamed to say that I haven't gone in quite a while. Almost like it's been like 9 months the last time I was there. And well, I have a wife, I have kids now. I have so many people coming in from out of town to train with me, and some people sometimes they come from New York. So we have Gary, Gordon, Eddie. They come every so often. Nikki, these guys come down. So it's kind of like I don't need to go as much. There's young kids that are going there, and George goes still on a regular basis, and he teaches at TriStar, so he shows me what they're doing. So, I have more of a long distance relationship now with John Danaher. I would definitely wish I can go more often, but I'm away already so often for competition and fights. For me to go away for training is a little bit more difficult these days when I have a family and children. I got to try to spend more time with them, etc.